98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. There are seven of them, GOP candidates, who qualified for tonight's Republican presidential primary debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Simi Valley, California.
The participants for this second primary debate are Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Doug Burgum. The Republican National Committee says former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson did not make the cut this time. Donald Trump, who leads in the polls by a wide margin, is skipping the debate and will hold a rival event with union workers in Michigan. Greg Clugston, Simi Valley, California.
Just how bad have things gotten in some of America's biggest and bluest cities? Well, so bad that Target is closing 9 stores, citing theft and violence.
The stores Target is closing include one in East Harlem, New York, 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Portland, and 2 in Seattle. The closings are effective October 21st. The company describes the decision to close as difficult. Target says it has invested heavily in strategies to prevent and stop theft and has trained store leaders and security team members to protect themselves and de-escalate potential safety issues. But the company says it continues facing fundamental challenges to operate the stores safely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Cleanup underway in Center City, Philadelphia, not because of some natural disaster, but because of violence, the vandalism and looting that erupted last night. Foot Locker and Apple stores, among businesses ransacked by mobs, apparently coordinated their crime spree online. The House reconvening this morning to continue work on short-term spending bills aimed at averting a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 93 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At least 100 people have died, 150 others injured after a fire broke out during a wedding in Iraq's biggest Christian town.
Up to 1,000 people were celebrating the wedding inside a packed hall in the Hamdaniya district when the blaze erupted. Initial findings suggest fireworks had been lit inside, with the venue's walls said to have been clad with highly flammable materials. In contravention of safety standards, the blaze spread quickly, meaning many had little chance to escape. State media say 4 arrest warrants have been issued for the owners of the hall and a full investigation ordered into the cause of the blaze.
The BBC's Mike Thompson. North Korea says it will give U.S. Army Private Travis King the boot. Facing disciplinary action back in the States, King sprinted across the DMZ from South to North Korea in July. Now the North says King will be expelled. News and analysis at townhall.com. He was a former MVP and 2-time World Series champ who earned a reputation as one of baseball's best defensive players.
Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson, whose deft glove work and folksy manner made him one of the most beloved and accomplished athletes in Baltimore history, has died. He was 86. The Orioles announced his death in a joint statement with Robinson's family. The statement did not say how Robinson died. Robinson spent his entire 23-year career with the Orioles. He almost single-handedly helped Baltimore Baltimore defeats Cincinnati in the 1970 World Series and homered in Game 1 of the Orioles' 1966 sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers for their first crown. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
An uproar in Denmark over a couple of pieces of artwork. It's not that they're considered obscene or otherwise objectionable. It's that the artist submitted two empty canvases to getting a pile of cash from a museum. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shopper. You got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. No parole for Taylor Shabusiness.
Saying her crime offends human decency and dignity, Brown County Judge Thomas Walsh on Tuesday sentenced the 25-year-old Shabusiness to life without the chance for extended supervision for the February 2022 murder and dismemberment of Shad Therian in Green Bay.
When life is taken by from a person in the fashion that it was in this case, where the victim's remains are cut up and packaged in containers, it's difficult to identify a human nature in those activities.
Shabusiness was convicted in July with jurors rejecting an insanity plea. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man and a child are dead after a truck versus semi crash in southwest Wisconsin. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office reports a pickup crossed the center line and entered the path of the semi on Highway 11 in Gratiot. Driver of the pickup, identified as 27-year-old Jason Michael Richardson of Monroe, died at the scene. A child in the truck, whose name and age were not disclosed, was also killed. A 27-year-old Monroe woman in that pickup was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. There's no word on whether the 30-year-old semi-driver from Indiana was hurt. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined the Federal Trade Commission and 16 state attorneys general in suing Amazon. The suit alleges the online retail and technology company is a monopolist that uses a set of interlocking, anti-competitive, and unfair strategies to illegally maintain its monopoly power. The complaint alleges that Amazon violates the law not because it's big, but because it engages in a course of exclusionary conduct that prevents current competitors from growing and new competitors from emerging. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Ninja.
keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Transportation agencies in Minnesota and Wisconsin have unveiled location recommendations for replacement of the aging Blatnik Bridge, which is a major link between Duluth and Superior.
One significant change is that bridge traffic from Duluth will go directly onto U.S. Highway 53 in Superior rather than onto a local street. The plan is to begin the major portion of the project in 2026, construction likely to take 4 to 5 years. It is expected traffic will be detoured to the Bong Bridge further west for a significant portion of that time. Bill Werner reporting.
And the National Weather Service confirmed a Monday evening tornado in Greene County touched down. The agency says cell phone photos and videos clearly show a tornado occurring in a farm field between New Glarus and Belleville. The Weather Service rated the tornado as an EFU. That means the strength of the tornado is unknown due to lack of damage from it. No severe weather warnings were in effect at the time of the Twister's touchdown. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Price County Senior Dining for tomorrow, the 28th of September. Here's what's going on there. They've got baked meatloaf tomorrow, scalloped potatoes, peas, carrots, fruit. Price County Senior Dining, please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Call 715-339-2158.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for cloudy skies along with a slight chance for a spotty shower or sprinkle developing with highs approaching the mid-60s. Lover winds out of the east and northeast at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 51. Thursday, cloud cover but looking to stay dry, upper 60s for highs. At least some partial sunshine returning for your Friday, working up to 72. Then for your Saturday, gradually decreasing cloud cover into the upper 70s. Sunday, good deal of sunshine on the breezy side, 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 58 degrees.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor. Secure Future utilizes an indexed annuity tied to growth in the U.S. stock market, but without any risk of loss ever. That's right. No matter what happens in the market, your investment can never decline. Down years, you're insured against any losses. Boom years, your retirement account grows exponentially to increase your worth. Whether the market is up or down, Secure Future Investor can set you up with guaranteed money for life income. It's the difference between thinking you have enough money to retire and knowing you're getting that retirement check every single month for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Over 40 years old? Call now. 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck event this Thursday, September 28th, at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Free Flow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with special event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through the huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more. During the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Grouse numbers are up all over the upper Midwest, and it looks like it's going to be a great season. But maybe not right now. I'll tell you what hinders grouse hunting right now and how you can get around that problem, but first.
Fleet Fest is kicking off this Friday for 3 days only at Fleet Farm. Find in-store only deals on top brands and fall favorites, like 10% off select hunting gear, power tools, and wild bird feed. And get 20% off select workwear and fishing gear. Plus, mark your calendars for free pumpkin painting this Saturday only from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss deals and fun for everyone in the family this weekend at Fleet Fest. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Grouse hunters are taking to the woods because the numbers are going to be very good this year. That always means grouse hunters are going to get out there and chase those birds because it's just fun. But the problem this time of year is that there's a lot of leaves on the trees. Those leaves give those birds a lot of cover. Makes it really hard to get a good lead and make a good shot. But you can get around that by hunting trails. That's right, I never like hunting trails, but this time of year, it's what I do. Because after all, you want to be able to see some birds and you want to get off some nice clean shots. In the woods in the upper Midwest, you'll find a lot of logging roads and those areas seem to hold grouse well. But it's kind of an open area, so you have to be very stealthy. You have to move quietly. You don't want to use loud commands on your dog. And you want to make sure that you're not spooking those grouse and causing them to make an early flush. So when you get out on those trails, just remember, walk softly. Don't make a lot of noise. You're going to see a lot more birds. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. I'm mad at you. Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the mad at you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Everybody, that's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up, your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing.
singing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really.
Just like that, here we go, another edition of Reality Radio at 8:23, and we're going to chat a little bit with meteorologist Carl Klopotek. We're going to talk a little ducks. He was doing a little segment on ducks this morning. Those ducks, oh, they're always causing trouble. They're actually pretty, when you look at how many ducks we got here in northern Wisconsin, they don't hang around too much. I've never seen a duck in my yard.
No, that's true. I actually don't think I've ever even seen a duck just wandering around.
Yeah,
I've seen a pair of swans. I've seen some loons, geese, but no ducks.
Yeah, they're flying over all the time, but I guess they spend their time out in the woods. We'll ask Carl about that.
Yeah,
see what he has to say.
He's a resident duck expert
about those elusive ducks. We'll talk with him in just a little bit here. We're also going to talk about the YMCA. We're going to have some folks in who are involved with the new YMCA project that is going to be eventually right here in Park Falls, right where City Hall is right now. There's going to be eventually a nice big new YMCA there.
Kind of excited for that one. Yeah. We've needed a good fitness center in town for a while.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. So we'll talk with some folks involved with that at about 9:30. We're going to talk about the SNAP program. It's some people know it as food stamps. Now it's called SNAP. And we're going to talk with Carolina Schneider, who is a registered dietitian and is involved with building stronger, healthier families. And we're going to talk about that program. And there's a farm bill that's a big part of that program that is being discussed apparently in our government buildings as we speak. So we'll chat with her at about 8:45 here this morning. We have homecoming. Homecoming was last week here in Park Falls, and homecoming is this week in Phillips. Homecoming's always been an interesting. Homecoming has changed a lot since when I was a kid. Get out of my yard. it was my generation of homecoming high school students that destroyed certain things and traditions of homecoming. Number one, pretty much most schools had they have dress up days, right?
Mm-hmm.
For homecoming, and
like
a lot of
spirit week.
And a lot of schools would have toga days,
mm,
where people would come dressed in basically, a white sheet, or I don't know what the origin of it. I guess I'd have to look up.
Whatever sheet they stole from their mother when she wasn't looking.
Right, right. And that used to be big. I believe it was not my class, because my class, we were well behaved.
Sure.
It was my older brother's class that destroyed the toga dress-up day in our school. Because there was a couple of guys that came dressed in a toga and nothing else. That was it.
They were following the true Greek way. They were just being historically accurate.
So that destroyed the whole toga party thing. We used to have guys dressed like girls and girls dressed like guys days.
Ooh.
That doesn't work anymore. So.
Yeah.
We used to have Hillbilly Day, which I guess.
But for some people, that's just Tuesday.
Straw. That's right. Like, we had the straw hat on. Yeah, it wasn't a stretch for most of us, really. So, and then we had Back to the 50s. Dress up day was big. You were either Arthur Fonzarelli of Happy Days, the cool guy, or you were the nerd. You were one of the two. You picked one. So you were either blue jeans with a tight white shirt and a fake pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve and hair slicked back. That was the cool guy. Or you were the nerd with the tape between the glasses. I think I did both, actually. I think I tried the cool thing, and I think my mom looked at me and said, Go with the nerd thing. It's a bit of a stretch, Joel.
Makes me wonder how many people tried the accents.
Yeah, exactly. So the dress-up days this year, I think both Shawamigan and Phillips both had Barbie and Ken dress-up days.
Yeah, that makes sense, since considering how big Barbenheimer was.
Yeah, just get something pink, and I guess you're good, right? I don't know. What else do you need?
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't a whole lot else you need.
Well, we could combine the guys dress as girls, girls dress as guys, and I'm sure we could have had guys dressing as Barbie. So
I wouldn't doubt it. Some would actually do that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Why not? You're going for prizes, going for best dressed. So the dress-up day tradition does continue, but what are some of the more bizarre ones you remember?
Honestly, we didn't really have too many bizarre ones. It was always just normal things like a pajama day or a crazy hair day or something like that. And it's just like,
Yeah, it's become a little more sensitive. That's it.
The most exciting part was when they set a giant fire in the backyard of the school.
The bonfire. You got to watch out for those bonfires now. That can be trouble.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the other dress-up days we had. We had the hillbilly. We had the We had pajama day back then too. One of my favorite ones right now is dress like your favorite teacher day. That was around when my son was in school, and that was pretty good because the teachers, they're pretty thick-skinned. They can handle it, whatever. So I thought that was pretty good. But I will say that my senior year, it was guys dressed like girls and girls dressed like guys day. I got best dressed. I'm just saying that I pulled off a black knit skirt and a top and some high heels. So I was kind of a tall guy.
And somewhere that picture is still buried in your attic.
There's a glimpse. Our school would judge at noon hour. So after noon hour, then you could take off your costume. So I wore it in the morning. I have a video glimpse of myself in that. I got best dressed, and another girl got best dressed. She dressed as Sammy Davis Jr. Mm. And we were, you talk about a Hollywood couple. I mean, we were something else. I'm going to see if I can still frame that video and find it, post it on social media. Who's reporting?
That's just what we need. Post it directly on the 90AQ Country Facebook page.
Well, that morning changed my life because I've never been grabbed in the derriere more by other guys than that morning right there. It was a unique morning. I had to walk against the wall in between classes. Let's just put it that way. It was memorable. Let's get meteorologists. I don't even remember what I won for a prize. Maybe like $5 or $10 or something like that for being best dressed.
I mean, maybe back then that was not bad.
Yeah, not bad. All right, let's talk a little outdoors. We've got meteorologist Carl Klopotic that we are currently awaiting. There we go. The phone to pick
Carl,
up.
Carl, answer. Pick up the phone. Give us good news.
Please save us from
give
dress
us good
up
news.
Day.
Tell us about the ducks. Duckman. I don't think the duck guy is going to answer.
Make sure I dialed the right number.
Good morning, Joel.
Carl, you're on the air. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We were just reminiscing about homecoming dress-up days a little bit ago. What do you remember from homecoming high school dress-up days, Carl?
I don't quite recall too much. We didn't go all out. As a football player, I wore the jersey, I think, that day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, the week leading up to it, they would have, like I was telling Austin here, that there was, we had Toga Day, we had Hillbilly Day, we had Back to the 50s Day, that we'd dress up, you know, each day of the homecoming week.
So. Well, you're much younger than I am.
Yeah. Well, not that much younger. A little bit.
Enough. We didn't have quite that tradition where we did it every day, I don't think, that week.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you were talking about ducks this morning, Carl. Austin and I were talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of times we'll see maybe a goose land in the backyard. You'll see the geese in the park. You'll see all kinds of birds and stuff. But ducks, they kind of hang out in the woods, don't they? You don't see ducks hanging out too much in, like, the residential areas and stuff like that, do you?
Not in the residential areas so much. I mean, you might see them on the ponds or even on the creeks a little bit here and there, certain ones. You'll see them on the lakes quite a bit, but they're pretty shy creatures. They won't let you get too terribly close. Most won't, but it just depends. I mean, last weekend I saw some common mergansers. We got pretty close to them. You know, mallards you can get pretty close to because they're pretty, you know, populated across much of the area. Other ducks, you know, that you can't get too close, and it's just hard to identify them. They fly so fast. They all kind of look the same as they fly by. So I really admire duck hunters who can figure out what ducks are coming in before they get there.
Yeah. They're pretty docile, laid back, like you said. The geese, on the other hand, they can well, let's not even get started talking about the geese. I mean, they can come after you. They seem to be rather social at parks. They like to leave little gifts behind in flocks, in parks, on grassy areas. But you're right, the ducks, they just kind of they run away a lot. They just won't want to be around you. So.
Yeah, they fly away pretty quickly, and again, they fly so fast. I mean, I think they're flying 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, some of those ducks. But geese, yeah, see the droppings on the golf course sometimes way too much.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, duck hunting, that's not easy. You, first of all, getting there and finding them and then being actually able to make the shot, which normally involves the bird flying, you got to know what you're doing.
Well, they have to be flying, yeah, and coming in. So you call them in, and you have your decoys, and hopefully they work, and you've got to be, you know, camouflaged in some grasses and reeds and things like that so you blend in with the surroundings. And hopefully you've got a dog that can go and get those ducks once you do hit them, because you don't want to have to go after them yourself, I guess.
Yeah, a well-trained dog or a younger brother who can swim really good. One of the two, right? Yeah, but you're right. If you don't have the dog, then it's a long ways to go retrieve that.
It's quite a swim.
Yeah, to go retrieve that.
Yeah, but you go and retrieve it, you go back, and you kind of settle back in, and then you wait, kind of camouflage in, wait for the next group to come in.
Yeah, a lot of times you're standing in water. It's a dedication, that's for sure.
It's a hardy soul that goes out there duck hunting on some of those mornings, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got we're not done with summer yet, are we, temperature-wise?
No, the atmosphere is warm. It's just that it's very cloudy. I know we had some sun in an area around Lake Superior yesterday and even the day before, but, you know, once we get rid of a lot of this cloud cover, we will warm up. So it's just a matter of getting the sun out. And we're not cooling down much at night, 50s for lows, highs in the 60s. But once the sun comes out, we could be breaking 70 on Friday. And if all works out as planned, 75 plus on Saturday and Sunday, and staying warm yet the first half of next week. Not totally absent with showers and storms potentially upcoming weekend, but I'm hoping it's pretty scattered, not that much of a bothersome situation for us in terms of rainfall.
Well, like you mentioned the other day, we finally got our rain a little bit late. It would have been nice to get it earlier in the summer, but pretty much everybody, I think, got quite a bit here the last few days, didn't they?
A lot of rain fell over the past few days, for sure, and the only area that really kind of missed out on the rainfall would be the eastern part of Wisconsin. They've had some light rain lately, but they missed out on the bulk of it, and so a lot of areas of the state. Now, we, of course, had some last Saturday, too. You know, that's all totaled up in many areas, picking up 1, 2, 3 inches of rain, and then parts of central, west, and southwest Wisconsin, you know, 4, 5, 6 in some localized areas. So a lot of good soaking rain fell, and, yeah, it would have been nice in June to have that rain, but can't do anything about that. Can't dwell on what we didn't have, I guess.
Yeah, I had something happen Sunday that I've never had happened in my 57 years on this planet. I was driving through Stevens Point late Sunday, coming back from Chicago, and I had the window open just a crack, my driver's side window open a crack, and there was kind of gloomy thunderstorms. You could see the lightning. And all of a sudden, nothing had happened before. I had three lightning bolts, like left, center, and right, just right in front of me, just three lightning bolts and a clap of thunder that caused my left ear to ache for probably 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It came through the crack of that window. And I was driving and I was just staring ahead, startled, like, what's my name? When's my birthday? like I would be able to answer that if I didn't know it. It was kind of a stupid thing to ask yourself.
What time of the day was it on Sunday?
It was late afternoon. It was kind of an isolated thunderstorm right around Stevens Point, Wausau area. And it was, man, that thunder was loud. Wow.
And I was driving south at about Stevens Point, I would say about 2 o'clock, 2:30. I didn't see anything.
This was about 6, probably 5 to 6 or so, okay. Somewhere in there, a little bit later than that. But it was, wow. It was like the thunderstorm was following me. I went from Stevens Point to Wausau, and it just kept, like, right over, like a cartoon thunderstorm, like right over my car.
It probably was. I mean, maybe it was moving north at 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I know they did have some lightning damage. Some radio stations did down in that area. So there was some pretty intense lightning and thunderstorms in that area on Sunday. All right, so we're looking at some warmer weather here for the foreseeable future for at least a week or 10 days, right?
As we head into the weekend and probably at least the first half of next week, I think we might drop off temperature-wise a little bit anyway later on next week. Not sure how much, but at least some.
Yeah, and the fall colors are wonderful. And they're,
I say though, beautiful.
They're hanging on pretty good. We haven't had the real high wind to knock a lot of the leaves out of the tree. But, yeah, the colors are something else, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really gorgeous, and hopefully they'll be around yet for another week or two. And I'm sure they will in a lot of areas. So wonderful time of the year to see those fall colors. We won't think about what's after that, but beautiful time of the year right now.
It is certainly is. All right, Carl, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
You bet. Meteorologist Carl Klopotic. We got some birthdays to get to. We'll do that in just a moment.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It's 8:40. We're going to talk a little bit about the SNAP program. Get you informed on that in just a little bit here. Birthdays, first of all, Austin. We got some couple local birthdays here. Let's see what the translation comes out as.
Well, I'll read the easiest one first.
That's not the one I wrote, okay?
That is a happy birthday to Anthony from Dad and Denise.
All right. And that's today. All right.
It is.
Okay. And who else we got? Sylvia? Is it Sylvia Kerner?
Yep, that's Sylvia Kerner. Yep. It's a birthday today.
Yes.
From Steve, Lily, and Grandson Jerome.
Yes. All right. So happy birthday to you, Sylvia. Hope you have a terrific day today. If you are celebrating something today, anniversary or birthday, you share it with Jenny Ortega, the actress from TV's Wednesday, is 21 today. Patrick Bork, the Emerson Dry bass guitarist, born on this day, 1977. He passed away back in 2007 when he died suddenly a couple days before his 30th birthday. Gwyneth Paltrow won a Best Actress Oscar in 1999 for Shakespeare in Love. She later she was a writer, producer, director, and Bruce Paltrow was her father. Her mother was Blythe Danner, and she's 51, is Gwyneth Paltrow today. A. Martinez, first name is A, I guess. We're just shortening him up, makes it simpler, I guess. The actor from L.A. Law and General Hospital, Santa Barbara. Is it a shock to other people as it is to me that daytime soap operas are still on? Is that a shock
to anyone? It kind of is, because you don't hear about them ever.
They must be pretty low budget to put together.
Well, and even if you're like scrolling through your TV, you're not going to find them.
Yeah.
So where are they putting them?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an online subscription thing or how that works. I don't think that.
Or it could just be they're on at a time where none of us are really looking at the TV.
Yeah, but they're still there. Not all of them.
Being kept alive by Grandma Gertrude as she fell asleep in her chair. So,
that's Austin Krause. And the email is
in progress.
The truth hurts. Liz Torres, the actress, Gilmore Girls and others, is 76 today. Greg Morris, the actor from Mission Impossible, the original, born on this day, 1934, passed in 96. Wilford Brimley, the pitch man. John Carpenter's The Thing, The Natural he was in. He was in Cocoon. Wilford Brimley, born on this day, 1934, passed in 2020. William Conrad, the portly actor That's a good way to describe someone anymore, isn't it? The portly actor played the title role in the TV series Cannon. That was back in the 70s when crime drama shows were everywhere. You had Beretta, you had Cannon, you had all the other ones. Born on this day, 1920, William Conrad passed in 1994. And Jane Meadows, the actress. Song of this, The Thin Man, Lady in the Lake, and many, many others, was married to Steve Allen for nearly 50 years. Her sister, Audrey Meadows, played Jackie Gleason's wife on the original Honeymooners. Jane Meadows, born on this day, 1919, passed in 2015. You ever watch the original Honeymooners show?
I didn't, actually.
From back in the, well, it would have been the early 50s, probably. Hmm. Well, it's a timeless, even from being that far back when you watch it, it's some timeless comedy with Jackie Gleason and Norton, is that his next door neighbor. Mm. So Honeymooners, definitely a comedy classic. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute, because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for cloudy skies, along with a slight chance for a spotty shower or sprinkle developing, with highs approaching the mid-60s. Lover winds out of the east and northeast at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 51. Thursday, cloud cover but looking to stay dry, upper 60s for highs. At least some partial sunshine returning for your Friday, working up to 72. Then for your Saturday, gradually decreasing cloud cover into the upper 70s. Sunday, a good deal of sunshine on the breezy side, 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 59.
All right, it's 8:47. We're going to talk with our lady about the SNAP program. Actually, it's not scheduled till 9:15, and then we'll talk a little YMCA, so that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Today's amazing and interesting fact, Austin, since we have a little time here on Reality Radio. If I ask you, how many people have ever lived on the planet Earth? This obviously is an estimation. They didn't have a census back in 1220 BC.
Yeah, I don't think Ugg was hitting on a rock to decide the population. I don't think you could even count that high.
How many people do you think have ever lived on this planet? If I was to ask you to give me an estimated number.
Well, let's see. Ever. Probably around, I want to say maybe north of 30 billion, at least, at the very least.
Well, you're in the right billions is correct. But there are more people on Earth today than there ever has been before. About 8 billion right now are on planet Earth right now, which represents about 7% of the estimated 117 billion people that they estimate that have ever lived throughout the course of human history. 117 billion. Now, the figure they say comes from the Population Reference Bureau. We've all read that, which releases its first estimate in 1995 and has updated it occasionally in the years since. As with most math on this scale, the calculus and the calculating of it was not easy. That's partly because the knowledge of course history is ever evolving. And when the Bureau initially calculated this number, modern Homo sapiens were thought to have first appeared about 50,000 BCE, but recently they discovered that it actually may go back to 200,000 BCE that there were humans on this planet. So three main factors go into the math: how long humans are thought to have been walking the earth, and the average population during different eras, and per 1,000 people, and many other things that go into it. So 117 billion ever. Hmm. I guess that's higher than what I thought.
That is higher than what I thought.
It is overwhelming sometimes, though, to think about that there are 8 billion people walking around on the planet right now.
That's a lot of people.
And only the United States only has, like, what? We have how many? We have, like, 370 million, is it?
Yeah, only around 370 million. That's it.
Let me add, in comparison
to the world population.
How many people are in the United States of America? Let's ask the all-knowledgeable Google phone. So 331 million, they say, as of 2021.
Almost 300, probably 340 million by now.
So that's less than, like, what, 10? Less than 10% of the planet.
Far less.
So, I mean, it's amazing to think how many people are in this country. And you, like, I was in Chicago last weekend, and there's just too many people there driving around and stuff, and how many people and how crowded it seems. But yet, we only have 331 million of the 8 billion people that live on the planet.
Only 330 million.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of people. Puts things in perspective just a little bit. Not sure a good perspective or a bad one.
It's certainly a perspective.
Right.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
All right, we'll get to the news in just a little bit. We present a brand new segment. By the way, we will be bringing back some at some point Who's the bigger nut job? I got more of those.
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. And we also have to discuss what happened to that Facebook post we made about naming that little mascot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We got to go on there and we got to look at that. So go on our Facebook page and we've got our little fella, gal, I don't know, from...
Our little creature of unknown origin and gender.
From National, was it Hat Day? Is that what it was last
Something week? Like that, yeah, National Hat Day.
And Austin's Grandma Jane made a nice little character that we have posted on the 98Q Facebook page. And you can go in there and you can give him a name. Now it's down. I might have to reshare it again because it's down there.
Yeah, if it's down that far, then resharing it might be good so people can see it again. And so we don't have to scroll so far next time.
Yeah, like I am. So we'll do that here, and we'll wrap that up a little later in the week here. I'll find a real nice prize for that, so stay tuned. But you have an interesting segment called, what are we going to call this segment? Weird Dessert Day. I don't know what we're going to call it.
That's not right.
So interesting observations about desserts.
Yeah, it's a guy that I follow online, and he posted something and said, tell me your favorite dessert, and I will give it a savage critique.
That's always...
And people submitted things, and then he gave them critiques.
So people submit the names of their favorite dessert, and then he critiques it.
He does, yes.
Okay, so let's dig into this. Okay.
Well, we have cheesecake, for example.
Cheesecake.
And his take on it is this is a dessert with an identity crisis. It's neither cheese nor cake.
That's very true. There's no cheese, there's no cake, but it's cheesecake. All right.
And then there's bird's milk cake, which is a Russian dessert. This dessert is ridiculous. You can't milk a bird.
All right. Sounds good.
Cherry cheesecake. It's further trying to disguise itself with a layer of cherry-flavored ooze.
All right. Nice.
Man, it's something against cheesecake, apparently.
Yeah, it's a cheesecake history going on there.
Somebody came back with ice cream sundae. Uh-oh. It spells Sunday wrong, and what good is a dessert you can only eat one day of the week?
That's a very good point. I like that, too.
The last one I'm seeing here is brownies. Brownies are too desperate for people's attention. I can be cake or fudge, dark white or milk chocolate, with nuts or without. I can even be mint or salted caramel. Come on, brownies, have some self-respect.
I like it.
That's all he's got so far, but he'll probably have more throughout the day.
People submit the names of desserts, and he basically...
He makes them feel bad for liking that.
Rips them apart. But they're still delicious on either side.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. We're going to get to some news coming up next, and then we will talk a little bit about the SNAP program and about our local YMCA, all that ahead on Reality Radio.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live on location at Leisure City's Hot Tub Truck event this Thursday, September 28th, at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Free Flow, Hot Springs, and Nordic with special event financing. Grab some popcorn and stroll through their huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more. During the Hot Tub Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for cloudy skies, along with a slight chance for a spotty shower or sprinkle developing, with highs approaching the mid-60s. Clever winds out of the east and northeast at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 51. Thursday, cloud cover but looking to stay dry, upper 60s for highs. At least some partial sunshine returning for your Friday, working up to 72. Then for your Saturday, gradually decreasing cloud cover into the upper 70s. Sunday, a good deal of sunshine on the breezy side, 78. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 59.
Brand new country.
Type
of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.